You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Well, good, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, folks. I am Glenn Harris, your host for Glenn Harris Outdoors, and we're brought to you by our sponsored Cranford's Northside Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive and the Landing in West Monroe, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. And, folks, we are this month starting our seventh straight year for this program. And time has really whipped right on by fast. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but I checked, and it has. So, anyway, I've ran across something that I've kind of become intrigued with. It's a group, an organization called Powderhook. I don't know if you've heard of it. Powderhook having to do with hunting, fishing. It's a group that promotes hunting and fishing, and they have created a new initiative that they're calling Local Legends. They're accepting nominations and recognizing individuals and organizations for doing the work of helping folks get find their way into the outdoors. And why are they doing this? Well, here's the president of it that said this. He says, hunting and fishing license sales generate much of the revenue needed to support conservation work, and it's been well documented that license buyers are declining as a percentage of the U.S. population. That's a frightening thought right there, but it's a fact that not as many people are buying hunting and fishing licenses as you used to. And in order to support the conservation work, they have to, because that's where the funds come from. So this organization has set up an endeavor to appoint or to name or highlight a local legend. The first recipient of it is Mike Christensen of Wichita, Kansas, who is executive director of Pass It On Outdoors Mentors. And he's worked tirelessly to help kids in his area, especially underprivileged kids, get a chance to go outdoors and experience the outdoor experience. Through the program, they provide youth who graduate from Hunter Ed their first opportunity to actually participate in a hunt. So hats off to Mike Christensen and to the Powderhook organization. We certainly support their efforts because we have to keep it going. When you think about the declining of the sales of licensing, that's a little bit frightening, especially, in the times in which we live and all the stuff that's going on. We need to hunt and fish more. That's what I think. Well, this coming Saturday, October 1st, there's going to be lots of hunters out on their deer stands with their archery equipment in hand, but I'm not. I'm going to be sitting on a log in the woods when daylight comes under some oak trees that I have already located there that's just loaded with acorns, because there's plenty of them in the woods this year. It's a special day for me because I can count on one hand the opening days that I have missed since I started squirrel hunting a long time ago. And once the hunt's over and the squirrels are all clean, what you going to do with them? Well, I got a good friend, fellow outdoor writer, Chris Berzos, from way down yonder in Cajun country. He knows exactly what to do with them, and he's got some amazing recipes for squirrels. And after these messages, he's going to share one of them with us. You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN 97.7.
From Hondas to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore, and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From harness to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
Are you looking for an upscale auto repair shop offering computer diagnostics for your engine, transmission, and suspension? Well, how about one with ASE certified technicians and offering 24-hour towing? Look no further than the professionals at Ace Automotive. They're located on Highway 167, 1 mile south of South Parkway Church in Ruston. Check them out at aceautomotiveruston.com.
When the big ones are biting, make sure you have all the supplies you need. Stop by Cranford's Northside before you head out on your next fishing trip. Cranford's has a huge line of fishing supplies and tackle, and has just about any live bait you'll need, including shiners, goldfish, worms, and crickets. They got rods and reels and boating supplies. Cranford's has all the convenience items you'll need too, like soft drinks, beer, snacks, ice, and gas. Cranford's North Side, right on the way to Lake Darbone, just 2 miles north of I-20 on the Farmerville Highway.
Folks, today I am talking with a good friend that I have known for years and years and years, a fellow outdoor writer, but he talks funny. You will notice when we get to in our interview, he's not a North Louisiana redneck like me. His name is Chris Berzos, and he lives way down yonder in the Opelousas area or someplace like that. He'll tell us, Chris, my good friend, welcome to the show. And we're going to talk a little squirrel hunting since the season opens this weekend. But you tell me that because of you have an assignment for a fishing story that you're not even going to get to open the season. Either way, Chris, thank you for talking to us. And how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you all?
We good, buddy. We're getting excited about the possibility of a little shower maybe earlier this week and then a cool down because it's been too hot. But what I wanted to talk about was the squirrel situation. For years I have read stuff that you have written or put on Facebook or something like that about your love for squirrel hunting. What is it about it that is so attractive to you about squirrel hunting?
Well, for me anyway, and for a lot of people who live in the Acadiana area, as you well know, for a long time we didn't have many deer. So, you know, we were relegated to in the 70s and even early in the 80s to small game hunting, and you know, so most people around here took squirrel hunting pretty seriously. I mean, some school systems took off the Friday before the opener, and when I was working for newspapers back then, the sports writers would call the Thursday night games because the games were canceled on Friday for squirrel hunting, but those Thursday night games became called the squirrel games. So it was a big, big tradition of squirrel hunting out here.
All right. And you not only go after them for sport, but I have seen some of the most wonderful looking dishes that you have posted pictures of. What is your favorite squirrel hunting dish?
Dish. It's a squirrel gravy. It's the browning the squirrels, and we call the grillade or the gratin. What it is the residue formed from browning those squirrels. You leave that in the pot, and then you get some, you know, the Trinity or some other concoction of onions, you know, bell peppers and whatever else, celery, whatever else you want to put in there. And in that pot, you kind of put those in the pot before the squirrels and get those down and clear, and then you add your squirrels, and maybe sometimes you put some, you know, mushroom gravy in there, whatever you want to do, and let it simmer for a while and cook, and it's just a great gravy, especially with this, you know, a little pecan seasoning in there or whatever. It's just, that's my favorite. I mean, down here, and I'm sure pretty much throughout Louisiana, squirrel gravy, that's hard to beat. The taste, I mean, I find it better than venison. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you're some fried backstrap would probably be pretty good up there too.
Oh yeah, I know that. Well, and I think you're going to send me a photo of that dish because it sounds. I'm sitting here interviewing you and kind of drooling on my telephone just listening to you because. I know the photos that you have posted of some of the dishes that you guys make down there are just out of this world. They're just really, really getting my attention. So I'll be wanting to get a picture of that thing along with the recipe for the that we're going to share with our North Louisiana folks up here about another way to cook squirrel. We do make the old squirrel mulligan. We've fry him up if he's tender enough, but I'm like you. I love to eat squirrel. Well, we've got about 30 seconds, Chris. When would you be able to get this fishing out of the way and be able to get to the squirrel woods this season?
Oh, out there. I plan to be out there. I just would hope that the ground gets a little bit more moist and maybe with some rain, because you can kind of move a little quicker and quieter.
Yep.
But the foliage, you know, and the trees will be there. So, I mean, you know, you can kind of walk a little faster and get to a limit a little quicker. And early season is the best time, man. It's just the best time, you know, if you want to get a limit. And of course, you know, Saturday night, it's a classic Saturday night in Louisiana with the new interim head coach for LSU. So if you get your gravy done before that game, he's going to be sitting in some high cotton that night.
Chris, you are right. And look, man, I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you so much, buddy.
Not a problem, Ben.
From Hondas to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore, and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From Hondas to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
North Louisiana, the Landing Boatyard and Tavern in West Monroe is proud to announce our End of Summer Bass Fishing Tournament Series. You can wrap up the summer winning some cold hard cash and other prizes starting Monday, August 22nd, running every Monday through September 26th. Our tournament.
Sexton Animal Health Center in Ruston serves your pet and you, providing high-quality pet health and wellness services to assist your pet in living a longer, happier, and healthier life, and providing you with access to leading-edge products, services, and educational content to enhance the bond with your pet. Sexton Animal Health Center is a full-service veterinary medical facility, providing the best possible medical, surgical, digital radiology, and dental care for their patients. And ask about pet daycare and boarding, too. Sexton Animal Health Center, 1628 East Kentucky in Ruston. Become a friend on Facebook to receive the latest news and updates.
Well, this is something that I have mentioned for the last several weeks. I won't mention it again after today, because the event is going to take place Thursday, September 29th. And it is the Whitetail Unlimited Banquet over in Monroe at the Bayrack Shrine Temple over there. Doors open at 6 o'clock with special guest Travis T-Bone Turner of the Bone Collector TV series. So you want to get over there Thursday, the 29th, for that Whitetails Unlimited banquet. Also, I ran across something else that you may be interested in. Morris Marine in West Monroe has an open house and a boat show on Monday, October 3rd, this next Monday. And they're located at 410 Downing Pines in West Monroe. It's this open house is going to take place from 6 to 9 p.m. with a free, folks, free catfish dinner, giveaways, door prizes. And they're going to have two special guests, two elite pros, Bassmaster elite pros, Kelly Jordan and Cliff Crochet, who from South Louisiana. And he talks probably a lot like my buddy Chris Berzoff did. But anyway, time has expired for today. So until same time next week, I'm Glenn Harris for Glenn Harris Outdoors, inviting you to visit our sponsor, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, Cranford's Northside, The Landing in West Monroe, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. So folks, get out there and see what you've been missing in our great outdoors.
Listen to Glenn Harris Outdoors live every Tuesday afternoon on ESPN977.com. Or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at redpeachsports.com.